tough victory, but a win is a win here in the end. You guys win it by 10, 47-37. You're without Bo Hess for most of that second half, but you guys find a way to get the win in the end.
Hey, they did, and, you know, that was what the compliment was. You know, first half, not a lot of good, you know, not a lot of things happening, very good. Second half, kind of battled back and made some plays. Played hard. You know, they diving on the ground, you know, loose balls, kind of got after a little bit, maybe cost us a layup or two here or there. But you know, our guys played hard. Kind of comes down to, you know, once again, got to make some free throws. And, you know, after your free throws, you know, got to make some gimmies sometime.
And in the first half, really, in the second half, too, as well, the shooting was just kind of a struggle tonight. The shooting in the mid-30s, and Colby kept the possessions a little bit longer as well here tonight to keep it closer here tonight.
Well, they didn't turn the ball over, you know, to start with. You know, so you didn't get any free looks. You know, our guys played hard, but we couldn't force anything to be a turnover. I mean, we had a couple chances. You know, when we got the one rebound, they stole the outlet. I don't know, you know, I was blocked off. I don't know what happened on that one. They ended up, you know, scoring. We're getting ready to make a little run, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of credit to Colby. You know, we didn't talk about, you know, it's going to be an easy game or anything like that. It's like, hey, you can't overlook anybody. You know, you got to get ready to go compete. You know, they've you know, shot the ball well in practice yesterday and today. You know, and then show up tonight and must have used all our shots up in practice.
Well, Drake McCray stepped up for you guys in a big time when you needed him. 17 points for him tonight. I believe that's a career high for him. But he had 11 of those in the second half, and including one of those late in the ball game when you guys were able to put it away there.
Well, you know, the only negative was, you know, he met his free throw situation. I mean, he knows, and he's really frustrated with it because in practice he can sit there and he can knock them down, and you know, he gets in a game and, you know, just a little bit off, and you know, miss a couple, but you know, he's confident in a low post right now. We just need to make, you know, find a way to get him the ball down there and go with it. But you know, don't really have a whole lot more to say than that. I mean, you know, guys competed, just you know, some things didn't look very good sometimes.
Well, ball movement, turnovers cut down once again in single digits, I think, for probably about the fifth straight game. But you got to be happy with that. And I think no turnovers in the fourth quarter, no turnovers in the first quarter, and an NLO fouling game as well.
Well, it wasn't any fouls either way. So, I mean, you can take that, you know, two ways. It's number one, you're not playing hard enough to foul, or, you know, number two, you were playing great. I'd probably say a little bit of both right there. But you know, you gotta foul a little bit. I mean, if you're not fouling here, you're probably not, you know, playing very hard. So, I mean, we had like two or three fouls in the first half. You know, they had two or three, just you know, slow, ugly. You know, let them catch it where they want to and not resist any.
Well, you look ahead. You have four games left in the regular season. Three of those come next week: Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And it starts with a road trip to Holcomb on Tuesday night, then Thursday, Friday with Cimarron and Ulysses here at home.
Well, the main concern before that is, you know, try to see if Bo's going to be able to play and, you know, try to get his ankle healthy enough to, you know, get out and go full speed. You know, kind of throws a different wrench as far as into, you know, the way we play with the ball, you know, when he's not out there, just because he can handle it. He has some size, you know, pretty good driver. So, you know, hopefully he can get healed up where he can play a little bit. Otherwise, it's going to be a bunch of short guys against a bunch of tall guys in a couple games.
All right, once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining me post-game. Beavers win at 47-37. And, Coach, once again, thanks for the time, and hope you guys get all healed up, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.